Good evening. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online around the world at kgnu.org. This is Highway 322. I'm Carrie, and I'll be here for an hour with you playing some folk and Americana tunes that somehow for me relate to Thanksgiving. I didn't actually even celebrate Thanksgiving in any kind of traditional way today, besides just really trying to think about gratefulness. Being grateful, just being grateful, not thinking about it, but being grateful for my life and the things in my life, the people in my life, the challenges that make me who I am and help me to evolve and grow. A lot of those challenges come from my dearest friends and family, my family of blood, but also my family of spirit and heart, and they are scattered all over the world, and I know some of them are tuning in right now, and that warms my heart today to know that somehow we're having this conversation across the airwaves. And I've gotten some recommendations from them for songs to play tonight. So there'll be some pretty obvious tunes that I'm playing about Thanksgiving, and then some other ones that I just feel inspired to play. And that's the first one is a song by Xavier Rudd, who is a singer-songwriter, some say folk. He's kind of a mix of many genres, as so many artists are nowadays, mixing and blending things that feel good to them. And Xavier Rudd is from Australia, singer-songwriter out of Australia. This song is called Spirit Bird. And after that, we will hear from the late, great, phenomenal, big-hearted Leonard Cohen.
And we cry and we sleep in your dust because we've seen this all before. Culture fades with tears and grace, leaving us stunned, hollow with shame. We have seen this all before. Many tribes of a modern kind doing brand new. Work, same spirit by our side, joining hearts and hands in ancestral twine, ancestral twine. Many tribes of a modern kind doing brand new work, same spirit by our side, joining hearts and hands in ancestral twine, ancestral twine. Slowly it fades. Slowly we fade. And slowly you fade.
seen this all before, she has seen this all before, she has. Slowly you fade, slowly it fades, slowly.
Give it time and we wonder why. Do what we can, laugh and we cry, and we sleep in your dust because we've seen this all before.
grace. O solitude of longing, where love has been confined, calm healing of the body, come healing of the mind. O see the darkness yielding that tore the light apart, come healing of the reason, come healing of the heart. Oh, trouble of dust concealing an undivided love. The heart beneath is teaching to the broken heart above. Let the heavens falter, let the earth proclaim, come healing of the altar, come healing of the name.
Softly when you go, you're gonna find everybody there. Oh, little light, now I'm not afraid to die. But look at what I got, I'd like to stay just a little while. A blue sky bends for me, no master, I am free, riding round in the rain, with this song I'm singing, no master. master I prefer. So call your destroyers, our rulers are shouting about this song I'm singing.
That was his Golden Messenger, his Golden Messenger. That song is called Oh Little Light off of his album Bad Debt. Before that, we heard from the, I don't have words for Leonard Cohen. I am just so grateful that there was a spirit of his ilk during my lifetime who was able to express in words what so many of us feel but don't have the capacity to express. Yeah, just pure beauty, the things that he wrote. I don't know what else to say. I'm a little speechless. I've just been watching a lot of videos of the later part of his life, and he was just otherworldly. Like, I'm not quite sure he was human. That's my strange little opinion at 7:19 in the evening on Thanksgiving evening. So we heard Come Healing from Leonard Cohen, and before that, starting off the set, was Spirit Bird by Xavier Rudd. So that was a little set about spirit, light, and healing, which we can always use. We can always use more of that, in my opinion. Let's see. Up next, we're going to listen to a song by Bill Frisell. Two of my favorite humans in the whole world are having Thanksgiving together in Virginia, and they invited me, but it didn't quite work out for me to join them, my friends Damien and Luke. And so I wrote to them because they are two of the biggest musical influences of my life. Luke has introduced me to so much music over the years. And so he chose this song, Bill Frisell, Shenandoah. And so I trust that it's going to be amazing. Thank you.
Just a low-grade desperation leaves me reeling in the ranks. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, it's somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving, that is all. I don't believe the pilgrims sat with Indians for a feast. A self-proclaimed holy sailor doesn't break bread with his beast. But then again, he had a musket, and the Indian had a knife. And the musket man could make him eat for life. I don't believe this country's manifesting destiny. Someone just cooked it up and it is fed to you and me. They tell us who to love in war and never ask for help. And they cannot stand us thinking for ourselves. The day before Thanksgiving back in 1991, a millionaire let me drive his Mercedes just for fun. And I drove it with the top down on them Blue Ridge Mountain roads. He let me keep it 13 weeks or so. And I know what he was saying with that car that wasn't mine, that I could have one too if I just did not cross the line. Oh, but lines were made for crossing. I was born to crack the code. And there ain't no shame in walking down this road.
Walking down Royal Street, the streets sing a symphony. Ain't been the hardest way, but I ain't had the greatest day. Walking past memory, the pain that she gave to me. Don't you know I'm trying to be a bigger man? Feel the spirit. people come and go. Seen a couple storm clouds pass. Seen a couple spells been cast. People tripping down cobblestone. Marching bands and trombone. Everybody's out here waiting on the second line. And I'm just fine. I just wanna feel the spirit. I just wanna feel the spirit. I just wanna feel. Johnny came in on a train with not a dollar to his name. Just an old guitar case and the bruises on his pretty face. Knocking down a railroad track, he ain't never coming back. Said, Mama, I don't know if I'm ever coming home again.
You shall take me strongly in your arms again.
That was Van Morrison with Sweet Thing. Before that, we heard from Amos Lee with Spirit. That's off of his brand new album, Spirit. Pretty remarkable album across the board. Before that, we heard from Daryl Scott with the satirical song The Day Before Thanksgiving, his commentary on our holiday. And starting off that set was Bill Frisell from that song was Shenandoah. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. I am Carrie, and I'll be with you for another 20 minutes here on Highway 322. I hope that you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving evening. I know it's pretty cold out there, so hopefully you're inside and you're warm and you feel loved. That's what I hope for you. Even if you're not stuffed on turkey, I hope that you feel loved. So we got 20 more minutes of Highway 322, and then up next we will be listening to Jack, who just rolled in, Jack Rummel. He's here for Ragtime America from 8 to 9. From 9 to 10 tonight will be Swing Shift, and then Jazz Lives. Goes from 10 to no swing shift tonight.
So it's an hour and a half of Ragtime, and then Jazz starts early.
Gotcha. So we're doing an hour and a half of Ragtime America tonight with Jack, and then Jazz will start early tonight. And then if you're still around and on the radio, Sleepless Nights will begin at midnight. So up next, I have a tune from Mary Gaucher titled Thanksgiving. A pretty somber song, but it seems appropriate. This is off of her album, Between Daylight and Dark.
We stood in a long line, waiting for the door to be unlocked. Out in the cold wind, round the razor wire fenced in cell block, young mamas with babies, sisters, and other kinds of kin. At Tallulah State Prison on Thanksgiving Day, we're waiting to get in. You gotta get here early. It don't matter how many miles you drove. They make you wait 4 hours. Jailers always move slow. They run names, check numbers. Gravel-faced guards that don't smile. Grammy and me in line, silently waiting, single file. It's Thanksgiving. Grammy looks so old now. Her hair is soft and white like the snow. And her hands tremble when they frisk her from her head to her toes. They make her take her winter coat off, then they frisk her again. When they're done, she wipes their touch off her dress, stands tall and heads in. Show up faithful.
tired, a little worn through years. You sound nervous, you seem alone. I hardly recognize your voice on the telephone. In between, I remember just before, bound up, broken down. We drive out to the edge of the highway, follow that lonesome dead end road sign sound.
That was the sweet, sweet song, "We Are All In This Together" by Old Crow Medicine Show. That one always chokes me up. And especially right now, with everything that's going on in our country. And I just feel like a lot of people are driven right now by faith and fear. We are walking a line between faith and fear. We all might have really different fears and really different faiths. But we are all in this together. We really are. We're not going to get away from each other, you guys. So we better learn to live with each other and take care of each other. Kindness is of the utmost importance. Heart is important. So let's try to remember that. I mean, we remember that on holidays, but let's remember that all the time. I know a lot of people are afraid right now in our country and around the world. Very afraid. But we don't want to live in fear. Let's just try to take care of each other. That's what I have to say on this Thanksgiving. I'm grateful that we live in a country where there is so much diversity. That we're not all the same. That would be pretty boring. And I was talking to a couple of brothers from Lebanon last night. Older brothers. They've been here for 20 years or so. And they are still so grateful to be here and not in a war-torn country. They just don't have the level of fear that so many of us are walking around with these days because they have a whole different perspective. So that's what I have to say. And I'm going to leave us with another tearjerker tonight on Highway 322. This is a cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's not the one everyone expects, though. This one is Brandi Carlile. And it's beautiful, and I just think it's one of the best songs ever written, and I heard it took him like 5 years to write this song, and that makes sense, because it's brilliant. So if I don't talk to you again tonight, have a wonderful evening. It's been a pleasure spending this hour with you on Thanksgiving 2016.
I've heard that there's a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fourth, and the major lift. The baffled king composed an hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But all I ever learned from a love is how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. It's not a cry that you hear in the light. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a call and it's a broken hallelujah. It was hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Highway 322. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. And some of you are listening around the world on kgnu.org. And up next, we're going to listen to Ragtime with Jack.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue located in Nederland, Colorado, featuring The Smooth Money Gesture with Flash Mountain Flood, November 26th. Ticket information and more at thecariboutroom.com.
I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we have a special show. It's a 90-minute show tonight, an hour and a half, and we're devoting it to the music of Scott Joplin tonight, because today is Scott Joplin's birthday, November 24th. Born in 1868. The information in this particular book says that he was born in Bowie County, Texas, November 24th, 1868. I just read a bit of the most recent book on Scott Joplin. It's the second edition of Ed Berlin's book called King of Ragtime. And there's much information that's come to light indicating that Joplin probably was not born on November 24th, 1868. In fact, he may well have been born a year earlier in 1867. There's lots of other information in that book. It's well worth reading. I recommend it to you if you have an opportunity to read it. But we're going to celebrate it anyway because that's the published date at the moment. And, of course, that's today. So happy birthday to Scott Joplin. And what we'll be doing tonight, we will be listening to his most recorded works, which perhaps is another way of saying we'll be listening to his most popular works. And so we're going to start with the one at the very top and work our way down. I decided that in order to qualify for this inclusion in this list, I had to have at least 30 recordings of each piece in my collection, which I've been collecting for